You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hello there. My name is Thomas Domville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. I'm here to present another podcast for you to consider and look at. This has been around for a little bit. It just was just recently that I picked this app up, and I'm starting to find a lot of cool things about this particular app. It's very unique. I haven't seen anything like this in a while, or if there is anything at all. I think there was one, but this one I really like quite a bit, and so I want to share this with you. It is called The Game. Nothing is as it seems. It's not a game. So I want to forewarn you, this is, even though it says The Game, really what this is an interactive audiobook. But before I get to that, I want to let you know this app is free in the App Store, so you can download it with no hidden costs. There is no ads in it or any kind of in-app purchases, which makes it really mind-blowing concerning what kind of unique and complex app this is. I don't know how to put my finger on this and how to explain it. Really, I'm not sure if you guys have ever used something like, ever had a novel where you had choose your own adventure books. And basically, you just read this book, and as you read some storyline, it will come to a page where you have to make a decision based on the storyline, that you have to make a decision, and based on the decision you make, will take you onto a different path of a story. So the book just keeps on going with different paths and intertwining and things like that. So this is very similar to that, with the exception this is an interactive audiobook, meaning that as you make your choices throughout the book, you have the narration as it tells you the story and goes through the things. But when you complete the book, you can listen to the book entirely, and it's really truly amazing how once everything is pieced together and you listen as a whole, it becomes like a real audiobook for you to listen to. Because, and based on what you picked and how you want the book to be, is what makes this really unique and compelling for you to check out. Now, I will say it takes a lot of patience. There is a lot of time that you will need to put into this. It has over 10 hours of audio content, so it is a very long story, very long book. This is not for something that people can just go through the book very quickly, as it will take time to get through all the decisions before you can create the book. A nice thing about this as well, you can create multiple books on this app. So in other words, you can start a path that you made these kind of decisions, and then you can come back later and save that and start a new audiobook that has some other decisions and paths, so you can hear the differences between the different books that you create. It is definitely not going to be for everybody, but you definitely give this a listen and see if it's something that you'd be interested in as I present to you and of The Game. There are several suggestions I want to mention before we dive into this particular app. For one, I highly recommend you using your audio ducking. If you're not familiar with the audio ducking allows you to duck, have voiceover be up forward and present, and while things in the background are lessened down, so it volumes down so you can hear the voiceover better. The reason I say that is because when it comes to decision making, it can be quite hard to hear the voiceover with the music in the background. You cannot change the sound level of the music, so you may want to turn that on. So in this podcast, I have this on, so we'll be able to hear the decision making. The other thing is to remember is that this is not 100% voiceover accessible, but it's usable enough easily that one can use this game and tolerate any of the little quirks that you might see. There's little pop-ups that comes up that may not be so obvious. It's in the middle of the page, so you may have to tap in the center or whatever, have not. There's some missing elements, but really, as a whole, it doesn't interact or interfere with the game itself. So without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into The Game.
The Game.
And there it is. So one finger double tap to open this up.
The Game. Nothing is as it seems. Link. Navigation.
Okay, so here is the main menu of The Game. Really, there's nothing much in here, and the game itself is extremely easy to use, very easy, nothing much to do. On the screen, as a new user, we are only going to see a couple of things, so let's just swipe to the right.
New game button.
There's the new game button.
Credits button.
And there's the credit button. And that is pretty much it for when you first start. So let's go back to the left and go start a new game.
New game button.
And one finger double tap.
New game. Close button. With dialogue. Landmark.
All right. So we have a close button here. Now, as I swipe to the right,
type a unique name for your save file. Text field. Double tap to edit.
as it says, you have to give it a name. So this is the part I was telling you about, how you can have multiple audiobooks in the works at one time. You'll have to give your book a name or spot that you want to give it, and it has to be at least 4 alphanumeric characters. You can't have space or any weird things. It has to have a real actual file name. So I just want to let you be forewarned about that. So one finger dub tap here.
Insertion point at end. Type a unique name for your save file. Text field.
I'm going to use dictation, but you can use a keyboard if you want. I'm just going to call it adventure. Adventure.
Inserted adventure.
All right, so that is the name. So I know that's pretty not very good name, but you can put in any name you want for the file. So I'm going to swipe to the right.
Start button and web dialog.
If you get the start as not being dimmed, that means you got the correct alphanumeric, because it's very picky, as I've just mentioned before. So if it's not correct, it'll have a dimmed out start button. So we got the right name. So let's go ahead and start our journey here. One finger double tap.
Start, close button, web dialog, list start.
Okay, so now we're going to get a tutorial here. There's a kind of a next kind of a deal. I'm going to skip this, but if you like to read this tutorial, go ahead and feel free to. But I'm going to swipe to the right until I get to the skip tutorial.
This is an audio game. Ahead, previous, dim, next, button, skip tutorial, button, and footer.
One finger double tap to skip.
Skip tutorial, and footer. Access and reprogram your game source code.
Okay, now we are ready to listen to this. Now, there is 2 segments on this. I'm going to go ahead and go to the top here so I can show you what is on the screen.
Back to menu, button, navigation, landmark.
We always have the back button, which is at the top left. Now, if I swipe to the right.
The game, nothing is as it seems. Link, outer world, heading level 3.
As you heard, there was a missing element there, so you hear that click. So that's part of the voiceover inaccessible I was telling you about. Now, this is the outer world. There's 2 different worlds here. As you get into the game itself, you'll start to understand how the outer world and inner world work together, because you have to use both to do things. And I'll give you a hint. The inner world only works when you start to unlock things as the further you go into the book itself with the outer world. I know it's confusing, but you need to know that there's outer world and inner world. Okay, so if I swipe to the right.
Again.
Here is the again. This is takes the tutorial over again.
Your interactive audiobook adventure here.
And that is how you start the game. It's not very clear, as I mentioned before. It could be better in terms of accessibility, but that is a one finger tap there to start the actual book from scratch. And if I go to the right.
Inner world, heading level 3. Access and reprogram your game source code.
This is, you got to think of this like a virtual reality. You are going to be an avatar that's going to be put into a 17-year-old girl. No, you can't change the age or the sex. That is how the books interact. You're this avatar. You're going into the outer world. And so you're inside this game. So you're essentially, a computer is running your simulation in this AR world. So just kind of think of that as a virtual world. And this inner world, as I say, if you double tap there, it will show you some things you have to unlock. But I'm going to show you some of the few steps here so you can get an idea how this game sounds and how it works. So I'm going to go back left until I get to the...
Your interactive audiobook adventure here.
And once you hear that, you do one finger double tap and that'll start the story up. Now, forewarn you, because this is a podcast, it would take forever to let this play out as long as I would like to. So I'm going to shorten each of the segment down. So if you hear the same fade out and then fade back in, don't worry. That just means I'm just kind of skipping through and fast forwarding through the things that are in the story, because the story can run for 5-7 minutes or so as it being explained. So I don't want you to hear all that all at once, but I will make about 2 or 3 decisions for you to hear. And so that way you can get a basic idea of how it sounds and what some of the decisions that I've made. Also, I don't want this to be a spoiler, so that way you can actually understand the story as it presented to you. So that is what's going to go on. So I'm going to do a one finger double tap here, and I'll start going through the story here, and we'll listen through it until we get to a decision.
Your interactive audiobook adventure here.
You have chosen to be born into the most challenging virtual reality in the universe. At this moment, your avatar body is developing. You may come and go at any time during this 9-month period as you adjust to the feeling of being in a physical form. You may ask questions from within your developing avatar, or you may come and go between here and the spirit world as you adjust to the density of the slow-moving material world known as Earth. You may also skip ahead and observe yourself playing in previous and upcoming games. Chosen a highly probable experience that begins when you are 17 years old on a geology field trip with your assigned hiking partner, Matthew. Matthew is also a high school senior. He is tall and athletic with dark hair and grayish-blue eyes. He is handsome, popular, and comes from a very wealthy family. You may now choose your perception of Matthew.
All right, so we come to a decision time now. And as the sound is going on, it's hard to hear me. And as I swipe to right, the audio ducky should kick in.
What would you do?
All right, what would you do? So you just swipe to the right.
Tap again to confirm. Romantic interest. But
you want to have a romantic interest?
Just friends.
Well, just be a friend. And what you do is you do one finger double tap to make your selection. So I just want to be a friend at this point. So one finger double tap to be friend.
Just friends.
And then I'm going to do one finger double tap again to confirm this is what I want to be. This is a friend.
Just friends.
How strange it is to be 17 and facing death. The tranquility of the desert night, with its vast array of glittering stars and the merest crescent moon, belies the imminent danger of hypothermia. There is little comfort in the fact you won't be dying alone. You barely know the boy sitting by your side. Matthew had been chosen as your hiking partner by your geology teacher, but you'd never spoken until today. It started as a weekend camping trip to Canyonlands National Park with 11 other high school seniors. You left Friday at noon, and after 3 hours on paved roads and another bumpy hour down a dirt path, your old yellow school bus rumbled into your campsite, spewing noxious black clouds of exhaust that quickly dissipated into the crystal-clear evening sky of southern Utah. By midday, the temperature is 70 degrees. The sky is clear, deep blue, and so incredibly immense. You hike through fields of coarse grass, sage and prickly pear, and along dried stream beds, gathering rock samples for your class. You both scramble up and down, sinking into the blackness of the night sky, drowning in stars as numerous and cold as falling snow, your body encased in ice, eyes wide open, staring. Nothing seems to exist but infinite galaxies of light and color blooming in your mind, pulling you forward with greater and greater intensity into an empty void of nothingness.
All right, it's time to make our second decision, or the decision, so let's see what options we have.
What would you do?
What would we do?
Tap again to confirm. Force yourself to stay awake. Button.
Okay.
Allow your essence to leave your body. Button.
All right. I'm going to go with that one. One finger double tap.
Allow your essence to leave your body.
And one finger double tap to confirm.
Allow your essence to leave your body.
Suddenly, enveloped in darkness and with all the air squeezed out of your lungs, you travel at lightning speed down a long tube composed of dense gray light. With a whipping jolt, you find yourself sitting in a dimly lit room on a cold linoleum floor, gasping for breath. As your vision clears, various shapes gradually begin to emerge. A thin, flimsy mattress, coupled with a faded gray wool blanket, all of which are lying in a neat pile on a cheap walls. After frantically pulling on the handle and beating on the door, it's obvious no one is coming to help you. You try yelling and waving your arms at the camera, and though you're certain you're being watched, no one responds as you anxiously pace back and forth like a caged animal. Finally, you give up, sit down on the decrepit little bed, cross your legs, and slowly lean back against the cold wall.
All right, so we're making to another decision page, but I'm going to show you at the top left.
Back to menu, button, navigation, landmark.
It's the back to menu, so do one finger double tap to leave this.
Back to menu, navigation, landmark.
All right, so we're now back out of this, that you can get out of this at any time. So if you have only a certain amount of time per day or whatever, or you're just ready to end it for the day, you can always come back later to continue the book itself and go through the decision and listen to that. As you can hear for yourself, the decisions is very easy to do. You just do a one-finger tap on the item that you want to choose of the decision, and then one-finger double tap again to make that a confirmation. So at the top left,
back to menu button.
We should have another back to menu. So let's double tap that.
Back to menu, navigation, landmark.
And now at the top,
the game, nothing is as it seems. Link, navigation, landmark.
We are now back to the main menu, as you can remember. So the next time you open this app up again, and you want to continue where you are, you just swipe to the right.
Continue button.
And now we'll have the continue button. And I'm going to show you this real quickly so you get an idea how this continue works. One finger double tap and continue.
Continue your interactive audiobook adventure here. Back to menu button. Navigation, landmark.
And now we get to another back button. So let's swipe to the right and see what we have here. It should look very similar to what we saw when we created a new game.
The game, nothing is as it seems. Link.
There's that element.
Outer world, heading level 3.
There's the outer world. Now what makes this difference is now you'll see as the book is being put together and the further you go into the outer world, the book is being assembled. So let me show you some things here.
Continue.
So we want to go ahead and continue so we can see the book.
Continue. You allowed your essence to leave your body.
Now, this is where we left off. Now, if I go to the left here.
Your perception of Matthew, just friends. Part 1. Heading level 4. 1. The game, nothing is as it seems. Link.
There we go. Now you get to see the book as it's been put together. So I go to the right.
1.
There's 1.
Part 1. Heading level 4.
Okay, so this is part 1.
Your perception of Matthew, just friends.
Remember we made that first decision? We said, I want to be just friend, not anything romantically involved. And then to go to the right.
You allowed your essence to leave your body.
That was my second decision here, is that I want to leave the body. So you get to see as it's being put together. And when the book is done, yes, you can go to that part one there and double tap that. And it'll start from exactly where you started at the very beginning of the book. And it'll read the entire book. It's amazing the difference it is when it sounds like as you have made the decisions. It intertwines and actually puts a little thing in together. So it's so seamless that I couldn't believe how awesome it was to give this a listen. And otherwise, if you want to continue with the book itself and to make further decisions because you haven't completed the book, you just keep going to the right.
Continue story button, footer, landmark.
And then we get to the continue button. Now, obviously down below is the inner world. Be sure to check that out every so often to unlock various things and so you can find out what those hidden things are for. Okay, so that is going to do for this podcast on the game, Nothing is as it seems. It is a very unique program, as I mentioned before. It's not going to be for everybody. I enjoy this quite a bit. Obviously, it was designed for, I think, for teenagers through maybe young adults, but even for older adults, I find this pretty kind of fun. It really is kind of fun to put this book together as on my own and then be able to go back and listen to it. I absolutely love audiobooks and I love listening to books, and this is pretty interesting how they piece this together and things like that. But most of all, it for being free, my gosh, it is unbelievable how much content they put into this. And you can listen to this book with over 10 hours of audio content. That is just mind-blowing how long this book can be. So you can have so many decisions and different paths you can make go into it. And so it's kind of fun to go back in, create a new game or a new book, I should say. And then that way you can go and try a different story and a different path. All right, well, that is it. My name is Thomas Domville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. I hope you enjoy this podcast. Until next time, goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.